if I look materialistic, why you ain't come over here with no materials? And I don't even mean that from a materialistic standpoint.
Yeah. Honestly, please bring the materials.
But bring the materials. Like, if you see I'm over here living my best life and enjoying life and I'm happy and I'm self-caring and I'm healing and I'm doing all these things, why would you come over here and disrupt that?
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
You may have heard or seen that over the summer, I was on this reality show called Hotties on Hulu, which was a wild dating show where four hot singles go on blind dates and they battle, you know, in this food truck and they cook up some, you know, little date dishes or whatever. Mine's was chicken and waffles. Was it, so mine was chicken and waffles. But today's guest was also on Hotties on Hulu, and we're talking about all that and more. Taylor Marie, aka Tall Tay, digital marketing specialist and model, is in the building.
Hello.
I am so excited to talk to you. First of all, you know I love you. We bonded over the show.
I love you more,
and
actually,
now we're here. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, how were you approached to be on Hotties?
Actually, they reached out to me via email.
Okay.
One of the casting directors just hit me up and was just like, hey, we have this new show coming out. We think you're hot.
Yeah.
Would you like to be on it? It's a dating show. Here's like the premise for it. And that's really how they approached me about it.
Yeah. That was the same thing for me. People were asking, they like, did you audition? Like things like that.
No.
Mm-mm. They knew
no
what
auditioning.
They wanted.
They just spotted a hottie and wanted her on the show.
Exactly. So what were you most shocked about?
As far as what, my date?
When you saw your date.
Obviously, being a 6'2 woman, the first thing I thought was, wow, this man is short.
Yeah.
Also, this man is white.
Okay.
Not that I don't like white men.
Okay.
I mean, it's not my preference, but like, you know, I don't discriminate. But right. The thing was, what? They asked me during casting,
okay,
what is it that you want? Like, what's your dream man? What does he look like? What does he sound like? What does he walk like, talk like, all of that stuff. So I gave them a very like in-depth description on what I wanted and what I got. You know, like what you ordered versus what you got.
Yes.
I thought, oh, baby, y'all missed the mark. But it's okay. We're going to make the most out of it.
Okay. Did you really go on the show, though, to find love?
No. I mean, no. Wait.
Oh.
I was open to finding love.
Okay.
I was extremely open to finding love. And I was like, especially since you guys are asking me what it is that I want, mm-hmm, I'm hoping that you guys can deliver on your end so that this can be like a great experience for me, and I can walk off of this, you know, being like, oh, I was on a show and I found a fine man, you know?
Right. Well, let's talk about the food, because we were trying some spicy food. You made, what was that plate?
Like meatballs and rice or something?
Yeah. Okay.
like a Mediterranean dish.
A Mediterranean dish. There you go. Are you a spicy food lover? Like, what was that experience like for you? Because they were like, 17 scovols of heat. And I was like, okay, now we on hot ones.
I actually love a little kick in my food. Like, not everything has to have spice, but like, I like a little kick. Uh-huh. I can handle the heat.
Okay. Yeah. I was,
how about you?
I was not really into that part. Especially like, it was coming in forms of, mine was like whipped cream, spicy.
Oh,
Chipotle.
You mean like the challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I ain't like that.
Yeah.
I ain't like that. Like, they had me slurping hot sauce off of a ice luge.
No.
Like, I don't even know what an ice luge is, but like.
Yeah, but now you do.
I know, it was nasty.
Yeah. I had a little spicy gummy bear. It was just really weird. I don't know. So you didn't win.
I did not win.
I mean, spoiler alert.
It was rigged, honestly, because I...
Shame.
What? You should have won, too.
Look, here's the thing. Let me tell you why I should have won. Because we had chicken and fucking waffles, right? And so we had put the syrup on the side. Because, you know, if you go to the restaurant, they don't drown it for you. They put it on the side.
Yeah.
So we was in that vibe. But the old, you know, our competitive date over here, they drowned it. It was layered in syrup. And I was like, that's not how you do it for real.
No.
And so she didn't dip it. Jay, shout out to you. We love you. But like,
she said it was dry, right?
She said it was dry. So you didn't win. But be honest, if you had won, what would you have done? Taking that $2,500 for the second date or for yourselves?
Taking the $2,500. I just told you I didn't want that short man.
What would you have did with it if you think back on it?
The responsible me would have paid off debt.
Okay.
Not responsible me, and very impulsive me would have probably went on a trip.
Ooh, fun. Oh yes.
Baby girl likes to travel.
When was your last trip?
My last trip was actually Chicago. It was domestic, but that was like the last place I've been.
Uh-huh. Out of the country, where was that?
Out of the country, my last out of the country trip, the pandemic has my timing all skewed.
Honestly.
Okay, because like it's been like 3 years. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it was actually London. I was there for work.
Yeah, that's chic. Huh. What has been the response, though? What has been the response? People have seen it. It's been out for some time. If you haven't seen it, tap into episode 8.
Tap into episode 8.
And episode 10. But
and 10.
What was the response?
The response was really good. I feel like I've cultivated this community online and in real life that just like supports my every move throughout my journey. Mm-hmm. And so it's been amazing to just have that level of support, like people cheering you on no matter what it is.
Right.
And so it's been like a really, really great response. And you know, the brand's starting to hit me up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They see you on the TV screen, then they want you.
Okay, wait. Okay, yes, honestly. Hold on. Yeah. Y'all need to hit me up. No.
It's on the way.
My response is too. Okay, so I really thought I was a little apprehensive. Like, I was excited, looking forward to it and posting about it. But I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be the villain or not. And it was really playful and fun.
Extremely playful and fun. Yeah. I think the whole show was pretty, like, playful and fun. Right. Like, lighthearted.
Because even some stuff, I had said some stuff, and I had did some stuff, and they took it out.
And they cut it
out. Oh, yeah, and they cut it out. I put my head in a bucket of water. That's out.
Put your head in some water?
Oh, yes. I talked about a golden shower. That was out. You know?
You begin peed out?
No, not me. I've done it. Okay, so what else?
So you were scared, were you scared they were going to make you look like the villain?
I really was. I thought it was going to be really negative and just like really mean. How did you think that you were going to be portrayed before you saw it?
No, that's how I felt too. I think reality TV kind of scares me in that way in general, because when you're signing those papers, you're signing your life away. You're signing away all your rights to your audio, your video being used and edited and cut however they, you know, see fit.
Yeah.
And so I was really nervous that I was going to look like a villain. I was like, especially since I wasn't attracted to this man. Obviously, it was like,
are y'all friends today?
We cool.
Okay,
we
y'all follow each other.
Okay, yeah, we friends on the gram. Like when the show came out, like we both hit each other up. Like,
shout out to you.
All right,
nice meeting you.
But they actually made me look very angelic.
That's good.
And very nice. True. And like, I mean, I am very angelic in real life. So
you are.
Like, it wasn't like a facade.
Yeah.
So.
Were the producers like coaching you a bit?
I feel like they were trying to, but like, can't nobody coach me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to be real and authentic. Yeah. And like, they're like, you're not acting like it's hot enough. I'm like, bitch, because it's not. Like, I can handle it. It's nasty. Yeah. But like, I can handle this one in particular. But yeah, they were trying to coach me just a little bit. Not too much.
Right.
But they were talking a little bit like, how about y'all do this? Yeah. How about y'all do that? I'm like, I don't like this man. He's nice, but I don't like him.
Yeah, yeah. No, they were trying to do that. Is that definitely for me too? Because shout out to my date, we're cool today. But you know, he also knows that he just was not bringing it like as much as I was. So they were just like, you know.
Did you feel like he was boring?
Bring some personality.
Was he boring?
Absolutely. I said that in confessionals.
Oh, you cared.
Which I think they took out too. So who are you dating today?
Huh?
What?
I'm single. I ain't dating nobody.
Okay.
I'm dating myself.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Self-love is the best love.
Self-love is the best love.
And you honestly have to date yourself so somebody knows how to date you.
No, I treat myself. That's the thing. I treat myself the best. Okay. Yeah. I give myself top tier treatment. Mm-hmm. So whoever comes into my life and wants to be added into my life and routine, like, you need to be coming with some top tier treatment as well. Like, did you see that tweet? It was like, you know, if I look materialistic, why you ain't come over here with no materials? And I don't even mean that from a materialistic standpoint.
Yeah. Honestly, please bring the materials.
But bring the materials. Like, if you see I'm over here living my best life and enjoying life and I'm happy and I'm self-caring and I'm healing, I'm doing all these things, why would you come over here and disrupt that?
Okay.
You're not adding to it.
But we not eating that every night.
I can't stand you. But facts.
Okay. Where's the Mastros?
Okay.
So, you know, I'm curious to know, what are your thoughts as we're talking about come with the materials? What are your thoughts on sugar daddies? What?
I mean, they out there. If they trying to hand it out, shit, take it. I remember this one time my aunt was telling me, it was like, y'all women want to be independent so bad. Fuck that.
Okay.
Fuck it. Like, do not. Like, I love being an independent woman. Don't get me wrong. But like, if somebody wants to come along and help, you know, relieve me of some of my duties and
honestly,
these burdens.
Man.
Help a sister out. Like, I don't want to do it all by myself. Like, yeah. I do it all, but yeah. I don't want to have to do it all. So, yes, if there's sugar daddies out there, then, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Got some sugar to give.
You know, okay. So, you know, I think, I really do. I don't know if I want, like, I don't want a sugar daddy, you know, but, like, I feel like a sugar friend would be fun.
A sugar godfather. You know, minus the daddy. The right. Sugar minus the daddy.
Oh, my God. So I gotta ask you, though, like, you are a black woman thriving. You are stunning. Do you know that?
I do.
Okay. And you should.
You fine, too.
You should. Oh, thank you. Yeah, you that. Live in L.A. You are tall. You are curvy. What is the dating pool like from, like, your eyes?
There's piss in it. What they be saying? Yeah, there's piss in it.
Yeah.
Feces. All, there's piss in the dating pool for me specifically, too. Like
bleach.
All of that.
Pollution.
Ass.
Oil spills. Trash.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like I actually, like, on a serious note, I actually have a pretty tough time dating out here. Mm. And it's not because I'm not approached by men, and it's not even from, like, a physical thing or superficial thing. It's just, like, I know my worth, and, like, I add tax. Oh. So it's like, mm-hmm. You're not about to come into my life just doing anything.
Right.
Like, I love myself more than I love these men. So it's always going to be me. Like, it's always going to be me first. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting for someone to come into my life who has something to offer me besides bullshit and heartache and headaches.
Honestly.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I want a partner. Yeah. I want somebody that's funny, caring, thoughtful, has a great moral compass, you know?
I love that, and I resonate with that. But, you know, over the summer, because, you know, we're in season 3, the show is on break, and I think I ended the show. I went through a public breakup. I made it public because I have a podcast. But I was... And I went through a departure of some sort. And I realized that, like, I was not, and I don't even know how I got here right now, but, like, I was not grieving that, like, relationship, or it wasn't even that, like, weighted for me. But because, you know, people be out here doing weird stuff and, you know, trash and everything. But I was more so grieving the idea that I had prepared myself to be ready and you didn't show up on the same level. So it was not necessarily what you had did or where you were. It was the fact that I had put myself in this position because I did the work and it didn't work out. Oof. Anyways.
That sucks. I know that feeling.
When's the last time a dude had you fucked up?
Duh. Yesterday, truly. But the most funny one, very funny story really quickly. Yes, there was this guy I used to date. He was my little fling. We had a good, you know, whatever, good run. And I blocked him. And then he begged to be unblocked. So I unblocked him. And that probably wasn't the best decision. However, he recently hit me up and was just like, oh, what you doing? I said, oh, I'm about to go get my nails done.
Pay for it.
Right. Okay. So, like, I'm going to go get my nails done. Was good. Right. So he hit me up just like, oh, how much were your nails? So I tell him, I sent him the price, $150. Gel-X pedicure. You know what I'm saying? French tips.
The whole
shit
thing.
Ain't cheap.
Okay.
He literally never responded and then texted me just yesterday and said, hey, boo.
Huh?
No, boo. Bye.
Blocked.
Blocked again. You're blocked again. You got me fucked up.
You asking irrelevant questions. Why? I'm not asking for you to pay for nothing, but why are we here?
Unprovoked.
I didn't need you to. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, that was probably the most recent, like, funny thing where niggas had me fucked up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I have to ask you one last question here. Is ignorance bliss in dating?
I think when I was younger, ignorance was bliss.
Yeah.
As a 28-year-old woman who is, like, intentionally dating, trying to find her partner, no, ignorance is not bliss. I need to know everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Heard you.
Because ignorance is not knowing. I want to know it all. Like, do you got women who think they your girlfriend? Like, what's your social security number? Do you have a job? I need to see a W-2. Like, I need it all.
Oh, yeah, I need it. Oh, okay.
I don't like ignorance.
Got you. Okay. All right, so right now we got to play a game. I love games. You know, I'll be playing games. And so the game is called Can You Imagine? Which basically is I'm going to ask you this or that. Okay. And you have to pick which is more likely for you. Can you imagine it?
You got some crazy,
can you imagine
crazy questions
it?
In there, don't you?
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm, I'm ready.
Okay. Can you imagine you and your date from Hotties making out or being late to your own wedding?
Being late to my wedding because really? They gonna wait.
You late? You be late?
No, okay. Not really.
But you can imagine that over the debate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Can you imagine marrying for money or divorcing because the money is gone?
marrying for money. They're both messed up, but marrying for money.
I understand. That's a tough one. That's a trick question. Yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, all right. Flatulating, farting in a room, or burping while kissing?
Farting in a room.
On a date.
Farting in the room.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to burp in somebody's mouth.
That's kind of weird. Like, right?
I mean, a fart, I can blame it on somebody else.
Yeah, this is true. I really grew up, you know, I really grew up thinking like girls did not do anything.
Pass gas.
Yeah.
What did you think we did?
Look pretty.
We do that.
Yeah, too. Yeah, okay. Can you imagine winning the lottery or meeting Beyonce?
Winning the lottery. Love you, Beyonce, but what? Beyonce, yeah. Who? Lottery? Mega Million?
Renaissance, what? Can you imagine foot fetish or dating a gambler?
Foot fetish. You know, men out here paying for feet, so.
They are pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just said 150 on them. Okay. Can you imagine dumping someone over their zodiac sign or because he is a mama's boy?
That's tricky. I like men who love their mamas, but like mama's boy is kind of scary. So what was the other option?
Dumping someone over their zodiac sign.
Mama's boy. Yeah. I don't play into zodiac signs too much. Right. So like, yeah. Mama's
okay.
boy.
Okay. And last one. Can you imagine dating someone who can't cook or dating someone who does not want you to cook?
Somebody who can't cook or somebody who doesn't want me to cook?
Yeah.
Oh, I could imagine somebody who doesn't want me to cook.
You don't
want to
cook?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't dream of labor.
Ah!
Chef, please.
Thank you for playing the game.
Yeah, of course. That was fun. I like
Can
that.
I am so I'm so grateful that you stopped by the show. You have to tune in to episode 8 if you have not. Tune in to Hotties on Hulu. Check out Tall Tay on Instagram. Yes. Is there anything else we need to know?
No, just watch the journey unfold.
There you go. That's beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing your experience.
Thank you for having me. I love you.
Okay, cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Y'all know it's right. Hey friends, thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow for more right here on YouTube and wherever you stream your podcast. Oh, and visit archiej.com and follow me on social media at @ArchieJSpeaks, okay? And don't miss our weekly conversations right here on the Archie Podcast. Get into it.